with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Horde Report. Breeding plants may seem out of reach for the home gardener, but there are several ways you can breed your plants to maintain desirable characteristics in future growing seasons. The first thing to do is determine what characteristics you want to pass on. In vegetables, the most common traits are yield, size of the plant, insect resistance, and disease resistance. In ornamentals, the primary traits are color, insect resistance, and disease resistance. In order to get these desirable traits in the next generation, the plants must be observed during the growing season, and only seeds from plants with the most desirable yield, size, and resistances should be used. Not all seeds from parent plants will have the same characteristics as their parents. If buying hybrid seed, this will always be the case. You can save seed from hybrid plants, but they will almost always be of lesser quality in future generations due to how the traits are introduced into hybrid seed. If buying seed from a catalog, hybrid plants will often be labeled as F1 or F2. If you want to breed characteristics into future generations, you will need an open pollinated variety. Sometimes these will be heirlooms and sometimes they will be traditionally bred. In either case, cross-pollination will occur, so it is important to provide barriers to prevent lesser plants from pollinating better plants. In this way, you increase the likelihood of your desirable characteristics showing through in next year's plants. There are several ways to prevent undesirable pollination between plants with the characteristics you want and those without. The first and most extreme method is to cull undesirable plants from your garden before pollination can occur. Often, this only happens if poor disease resistance shows up early in the growing season. Physical separation is another option. While insects do much of our pollination, wind is also responsible for a decent proportion of pollination. By growing cultivars with different characteristics separately, you reduce the chance of traits mixing. However, if you want to try mixing characteristics, for example, crossing a cultivar known for large yields with a cultivar known for disease resistance, the plants should remain physically close in order to receive the necessary cross-pollination from insects and the wind. Different timings of flowering is one other way to prevent cross-pollination in fruit trees with different traits. This is almost exclusively seen in fruit trees, and if cross-pollination is required for decent fruiting, which is almost always the case, it is important to buy trees that have approximately the same flowering time so that cross-pollination can occur. The Wildcat District has a new Facebook group called Gardening and Landscapes in the Wildcat Extension District. Follow the group on Facebook for weekly updates on horticultural topics. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.